Today we will be speaking about the concept of being soimech gula l'tfila. As the Gemara in Masech the Brachos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis teaches us, Kair Ram Rav Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Haba, who is considered a ben Olam Haba, Zeh ha-soimech gula l'tfila. An individual who is soimech gula l'tfila. And Rashi and the Rishonim discuss many different reasons why being soimech gula l'tfila, why saying the Birchas Krishma, and particularly the bracha of Goal Yisrael before Shemana Esrei is so very important. Rashi quotes two reasons. One reason, Rashi says, is because in Tehillim, in Perek Yotes, David HaMelech says, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. Immediately afterwards, David HaMelech says, Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So we see that davening, when is Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara? When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear our tefillos? If Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. If we're careful to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings Gula to Klal Yisrael. Then Rashi quotes a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that the reason being Soimech Gula Tfila is like someone who is a person who loves the king and comes and knocks on the door of the king. And when the king comes, the person isn't there anymore. What should a person do? What a person should do is develop a relationship with Hashem. How does one develop a relationship with Hashem? By praising Hashem, speaking about the gula of Hashem, and then being there and davening. The Rabbeinu Yoina gives two other explanations why it's important to be soimech gula l'tfila. One explanation, he says, is a person is supposed to become an eved of Hashem. When we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeeming us. And what was the purpose of our redemption from Mitzrayim? In order to become Avdei Hashem. And how more than through Tefillah is our Avdus Hashem evident? Another explanation is that what does Gula represent? Gula represents our ability to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in whatever terrible situation we may find ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. A person who has bitachon is the person who davens to Hashem. Because if he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever is necessary, he davens, he prays to Hashem, who can indeed fulfill all of our bakashas, all of our supplications and tefillah. It's interesting, however, to note that the first pshat that Rashi cites, the pshat that Rashi suggests that because of the two kapitlich in Tehillim that are next to each other, you l'rotzen irifi regyon libi l'fnecha Hashem tzuri v'goy ali, next to Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, some Rishayim suggest that we don't have to rely on those two prokim being next to each other to prove the point of being of the importance of being soimech gula l'tfila. Rather, they explain, we come to this conclusion by understanding the pasuk of Yu l'rotz imri fi v'hegen libi l'fanecha. When is a person going to be worthy that Yu l'rotz imri fi, that my tefillah will be accepted by Hashem, v'hegen libi l'fanecha, and when I dive into Hashem will be heard? When Hashem tzuri v'goy ali, when I mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Redeemer. And actually, the difference between the nuanced difference between the way Rashi explains the pshat in these two in this pasuk, and the way other Rishonim explain this the pshat in this pasuk will become very important as we learn this shiur today about the din of being soymech gula l'tfila. As we discuss the issue of being soymech gula l'tfila, the question that many paiskim discuss is what is the part of the tefillah that is supposed to be that was supposed to be soymech gula l'tfila? What represents the gula? Poshepshat, we would say that it's the words Gal Yisrael, that the words Gal Yisrael represent our tefillah to Hashem that He should redeem us. However, there are many mefarshim that suggest that it's actually the Kriya Shema itself that is required to be recited before the tefillah, and that's what constitutes being soymech gula l'tefillah. Actually, the mefarshim bring rayas to these questions from some different halachas that we have already learned that will and mitzvah Hashem learn in Hilchas Kriya Shema. One of the halachas we learned, we discussed in our even one of our previous shiurim, that Rishonim discussed at the beginning of Masechta, is if someone did not is davening Ma'ariv early, and it's before the Zman Kriya Shema, should he anyway say Kriya Shema? It's before the Zman that we learned. And the halacha is that we that Kriya Shema is recited even if we're davening early. And as we quoted Rashi, Rashi said that the reason we say Kriya Shema early is kedei lamed b'tefila b'toich divrei Torah. What is Rashi saying? What Rashi is saying is, yes, we're not fulfilling mitzvahs Kriya Shema when we recite the Shema before the Zman. But there's another reason to say Shema, and that is in order to be soymech gula l'tefila. And since we're davening, we have to say Kriya Shema for that reason as well. Another proof that one could suggest that it's the Kriya Shema that is what creates the situation of being soymech gula l'tefila is the halacha, the very well-known halacha, that if someone knows that he's going to be missing, he's going to daven after the Zman Kriya Shema, if he's going to daven Shachris after the Zman Kriya Shema, the halacha is that he should say Kriya Shema before davening and repeat the Kriya Shema during davening again. And the question is, why should he repeat Kriya Shema? He already said Kriya Shema in the proper time. The answer perhaps may be, yes, as far as Hilchas Kriya Shema is concerned, he has fulfilled his obligation. But there's another element, and that is the element of being soymech gula l'tefila, and he's repeating Kriya Shema in order to fulfill that obligation. Another, on the other hand, there are rayas to the other side. One raya is that the Gemara discusses until when, if someone missed this man Kriya Shema, until when can he still say the Birchas Kriya Shema? And the Gemara connects the Zman of the Birchas Kriya Shema to the Zman Tefillah. Isn't that clearly an indication that Zman Kriya Shema and Tefillah, that it's the Birchas Kriya Shema that are connected to Tefillah, the proof being that the Zman of both of these Tefillahs are the same. On the other hand, the Tzlach seems to have a very nice and simple raya that it is the brachas. Because again, because the geula is represented in the brachas, and the geula is represented in saying the Birchas Kriya Shema. Another raya that one could suggest why it's the brachas that are represented by creating the in creating the concept of being soymech gula l'tfila is the question and answer that our Gemara itself asks. The Gemara asks, if one is supposed to be soymech gula l'tfila, so then how could we say hashkivenu in the evening when hashkivenu is an interruption between Goal Yisrael and the tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei? And the Gemara answers, because kiven the tekinu rabbanan hashkiveinu ki geula arich de damya. So what is the shaklavatari of the Gemara? The shaklavatari of the Gemara is that we're supposed to say Goal Yisrael, and immediately after saying Goal Yisrael, we're supposed to say Shemoneh Esrei. And here we're interrupting the Goal Yisrael by saying Hashkiveinu. But if it's the Shema, that's the part that has to be next, the tefillah that has to be next to Shemoneh Esrei. So we've interrupted it already with Goal Yisrael. Why is the Gemara focusing on Hashkiveinu? So it's very clear from here, perhaps, that it's the brachas. But the answer really could lie in what does the Gemara mean when it says Hashkiveinu kegula arich d'damya. Rabbeinu Yoin explains that the definition of Hashkiveinu kegula arich d'damya is because what we say in Hashkiveinu represents also a concept of gula. It represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us and protects us. So it all is the same concept of gula. However, other Rishonim give an explanation that, and they, in fact, there is a girsa that says, kebrocha arich d'damya. They're agreeing that Hashkiveinu for itself is not considered a tefillah of gula. What are they saying? That Chazal, by instituting that we should say Birchas Hashkiveinu, were actually saying to us that Gal Yisrael and Hashkiveinu travel together. What is this Machloikus Rishonim? This Machloikus Rishonim may very well be what is the Geula that we want to be Soymich to Shemoneh Esrei. The Rishonim who explained that Hashkiveinu represents a Geula were saying that all of this, that Hashkiveinu and Baal Yisrael are both Geulas. The other Madama says that Hashkiveinu is with one bracha, with Gal Yisrael. Because really, Gal Yisrael itself is not the Geula. The Geula is Kriyashma. And if the Geula is Kriyashma, so then we can suggest that if the Geula is Kriyashma, so Gal Yisrael is extension of Kriyashma. And now, the Gemara says, so too is Hashkiveinu. Actually, this concept can be taken even a step further, because Tosfos and many Rishonim ask the question that in many communities, particularly in Chutz Laretz, the meaning is to say, Baruch Hashem, Lo'olam Amen V'Amen, and Yiru Einenu. And the question is, how could we say all of these tefillos? The halacha is that we're supposed to be soymich gula l'tefillah. And if you look at the Rishonim, there's really two approaches that the Rishonim take. One approach that the Rishonim take is that we've already made interruptions. The need to be soymich gula l'tefillah by Meirv is not that significant. And we'll speak about this more in a moment. And therefore, we could say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen and Yireinenu. The other approach in the Rishonim, however, is that they seek to explain that Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen and Yireinenu really are a continuation of the extension of Gal Yisrael and Shem and Hashkiveinu, and now we say Yireinenu. What are the two approaches that the Rishonim are teaching us? The two approaches of the Rishonim are really speaking to the fundamental issue. If we say that it's the Birchas Krishma that we have to say right before Shemoneh Esrei, so those Rishonim try to explain why the Birchas Krishma are included, why Birchas Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Yireinenu also ought to be considered the same as Hashkiveinu and the same as Gal Yisrael. The other Mandama says it's not Hashkiveinu and it's not Baruch Hashem. It's really Krishma. And if it's really Krishma, so then Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen and Hashkiveinu certainly cannot be considered extensions of Krishma. Just they say that at night we could be more lenient in the entire concept of being Soymech Gula L'Tfila. Actually, we could even perhaps suggest that the reasons that we gave at the beginning of our shiur for being Samech Gula L'Tfilah may be the key to the answer. Because Rabbeinu Yoina kept on speaking about a person realizing that he's an Eved Hashem, a person supposed to have Bitochen in Hashem. Where does that all come from? That all comes from Krishma. And that's the very reason why we say Krishma, where we're obligated to say Krishma 3 times a day, every day. Because it's such an important part of our Amunah Hashem. So Rabbeinu Yoina is going to hold that it's the Krishma that has to be as close as possible to the Tefillah. On the other hand, Rashi, who speaks about Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, Rashi, who speaks about our need to praise Hashem before we daven to Hashem, will say it's the brachas that represent that praise, and therefore it's the brachas that have to be said right before Shemoneh Esrei. Interesting enough, one could even perhaps suggest that this question, is it the brachas of Krishma, or is it the Krishma itself that requires being Samech Gula Tefillah, maybe a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin says, Adam Rishoy L'Spal Arvis M'Bayoyim Ulfi Shetfilas Arvis Rishos Em Dagdikim Bezmano. We're not careful to daven Ma'ariv at any special time. Uvach Yikr Krishma Bezmano Achat Seisek Chavim. So what is the Rambam saying? I know that by davening Ma'ariv, you're davening Ma'ariv too early, and you're reciting Krishma too early, but you have to recite Krishma because you have to recite Krishma before you say Shemoneh Esrei and Ma'ariv. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, "Ein roi lasses kein ela tzarech shah." Don't daven Ma'ariv early. Shlei tzarech lismach gulu l'tfila. The Rambam, the Ravid, on the other hand, is learning is that tfila doesn't require that. It's not the Krishma that needs to be right next to the Tefillah. And since it's not the Krishma that needs to be next to the Tefillah, we have no reason to daven Ma'ariv early, only B'Sha'as HaDchak. Which really, perhaps, is connected to another question that's posed by the Stipler in his Sefer Kehilas Yaakov in Siman Beis. The Stipler asks, what is the reason we have to be Samech Gula L'Tefillah? Do we have to be Samech Gula L'Tefillah? Is because the tefillah needs to be, a tefillah is a better tefillah if there was gula before it? Or is it a din in the Krishma? That the Krishma requires that it should be said right before the tefillah. And there, Stipler himself brings rayas that it's, the halacha is that it's a din in tefillah. Because he says, we know that the Gemara told us that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So now the question is, if the requirement is a Din in Shema, how could it be a Din in Shema if that Shema should be said right before Tfilah, if there's no obligation to say that Tfilah at all? If it's a Din in the Tfilah, says the Stipler, so what we're saying is as follows. Yes, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It's not absolutely obligatory. But if you want a Daven Ma'ariv, and you want to daven Ma'ariv right, the right way to daven it is by being Samech Gula L'Tefillah. On the other hand, there's another raya that could be said from the Tzlach. Because the Tzlach says, why do we say Kol HaSamech Gula L'Tefillah? Why don't we say Kol HaSamech Tefillah L'Gula? It could well be that the wording of Kol HaSamech Gula L'Tefillah indicates that it's a din in the gula. That the gula, in order for the gula to be considered properly recited, its recitation takes on so much more meaning if it was said right before a tefillah. The Paiskim clearly indicate that davening, that one is supposed to be saying the gula tefillah, both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. But it's interesting, if one looks in the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, when it describes these two halachas, there's a nuanced difference. In Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch speaks about being soimach gula l'tfilo, the Shulchan Aruch says, tzorach lismach gula l'tfilo, v'lo yafsik b'neim afilo ba'omein achel gal Yisrael. One has to be very careful with being soimach gula l'tfilo chakras, not even say omein afterwards gal Yisrael, the brach of gal Yisrael, and we'll speak about this in the future shir, v'lo b'shum pasik. By Ma'ariv, the Shulchan Aruch is much less strict. Ein l'saper, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Vav Siv Beis, ben gula de arvis l'tfila. One shouldn't speak, doesn't use the strong language, be careful not even to say amen. Why? Because it's clear that Ma'ariv gula l'tfila is not as strict as Shachar's gula l'tfila. And the Paiskim really have a number of approaches on how to understand why, indeed, the Ma'ariv Gula L'Tfila is different than the Shachar's Gula L'Tfila. One approach is because Ma'ariv, the halacha is, that is Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So how can we say that a Tfila, that the entire Tfila is Rishus, the halacha should be that you have to be so strict about being Soimach Gula L'Tfila, where you could have not davened altogether? That's one proof. Another way of understanding the Gemara is, yes, the Gemara has given us all sorts of explanations why all the different hefsekim we make ben gula l'tfila are not considered a hefsek. But in actuality, after the Gemara gives us all of these explanations, we have here a situation that we have a number of hefsekim between gula and tfila. We have the brach of Hashkiveinu, as Tosfos and our minhag is, we have Baruch Shem Lo'olam V'Amen V'Amen, and Yiru Einenu, and Kaddish that's said between Kriyas Shema and its brachas and Shemoneh Esrei. Clearly indicating that Chazal themselves were not so strict about being son of Gula L'Tfila by Ma'ariv, and the reason being, because our Gemara itself cited a machloikis if one is obligated to be son of Gula L'Tfila by Ma'ariv or not. So we see it's not so clear, and that's why it's much less serious. And that's why the Mechaber himself indicates that by Ma'ariv, to hit the L'shamish L'hachris Kodesh Man Esrei, if one is davening Ma'ariv, the Shamish may announce before we start davening Shman Esrei that we should say Yal V'Yavoy and other tefillas that must be said during the Shman Esrei. And says the Magen Avraham, even more so, that even Al Hanisim, that the halach by Al Hanisim is that if one didn't say the Al Hanisim, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Since being soimach gula l'tfila by Ma'ariv is not that serious, the Shabbos could even announce that one should say Al Hanisim by Ma'ariv tonight. Furthermore, the Mechaber paskins that the king Yochel Leimer Baruchu Lahoitzi Mishloi Shama V'loi have a hefsek. He says that one is even allowed to say Baruchu for the people who miss davening and miss the Baruch at the beginning of davening. They don't have to wait for after davening. The Baruchu could be said at that point before the Shemoneh Esrei, and we won't be concerned about being Soimach Gula L'Tfila because it is Ma'ariv. Perhaps all of these halachas are really connected to what we quoted from Tosfos and the Rishonim, why we could say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen. If we on one hand hold that Baruch Hashem Lo'olam V'Amen V'Amen should be viewed the same way Hashkiveinu is viewed, so then we don't have a right to make all of these interruptions. It's only Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen, which in itself we're suggesting should be considered like a Berachas Krishma can be said. But if we say that Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen can be said because they wanted to say, because Chazal instituted tefillah, which is similar to Shemoneh Esrei, or because Chazal were concerned that people should not be left alone in shul, all of those very much indicate that when it comes to Ma'ariv, we could be much less stringent when it comes to the halacha Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen. But that is another interesting question. On Shabbos, do we have to be so strict about being samech gula l'tefillah by all tefillahs on Shabbos. The Or Zeruah says, "Matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the b'Shabbos ain lochus lo samech gula l'tefillah. Hoil the nafkula mahay kro yan chashem b'yoyim tzara." Since, says the Or Zeruah, as we stated at the beginning of the shiur, on the entire purpose of the entire reason we say Mekula Tefillah is because the pasuk of Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara, and Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara, and therefore there is no need to be say Mekula Tefillah on Shabbos. So firstly, clearly, that explanation is only an acceptable explanation if we follow the opinion of Rashi. But if we follow the opinion of Rashi, whether it's because of Yamcha B'Shem Tzem Tzara, or whether because a person should first praise Hashem before he asks Hashem for his needs. And at Shabbos, we know that we don't ask Hashem for our needs. But if we follow the explanation of Rabbeinu Yoina, that says because we're declaring that we're Abdei Hashem, or because we're declaring Bitochlan Hashem, so that is even on Shabbos as well, we need to declare that we're Abdei Hashem, or if we're Abdei Hashem, or that we're Habitochen Hashem. Similarly, the question would come up, what about Yontif? And now, it's interesting, because even though Shabbos is clearly not considered a Yom Tzara, says the Maril, Yontif is not in the same category of Shabbos. And that's why on Shabbos there's a din of Oynik Shabbos, on Yontif there isn't. And therefore, perhaps Yontif should be treated like a weekday, and even if we could be more lenient on Shabbos regarding being Samech Gula Tefillah, not during the week. The Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech Lismech Gula Tefillah, V'lo yafsik b'neim. We quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. And the Rama adds, Av b'Shabbos ein tzorich. Shabbos, it's not as important. V'toiv l'hachmer im loy b'mokum sh'tzorich l'kach. Interesting to think is as follows. So, we know that in some communities, as we mentioned earlier, they recite Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen right before Shemoneh Esrei B'Mayrif. In some communities, they say V'shamer B'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos Mayrif before they say the Shemoneh Esrei. So, even though we've explained from the Rishonim already why Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen doesn't represent a Hefsik, there are communities, as I said, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, that don't say Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, because it certainly represents a hefsik between the gula and the tefillah. At first glance, we would say that certainly on Shabbos we shouldn't be so strict, because on Shabbos we're saying Shabbos Friday night we have two reasons to be lenient. First of all, we're saying that we could always be more lenient by Friday night, and second, that we could always be lenient by Ma'ariv. And second of all, it's Shabbos, and we just gave an explanation why Shabbos is more lenient based on the Yan Cha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Hanohagim loy mesham in Simreish Samech Zayin Sivov, Hanohagim loy mesham b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, yesh lehem al mash yismuchu. Ve'ein zeh hefzik begulu l'tfiloh, Lefishim Shom Yisrael Shvei Shabbosus Miyad Negolim. But he adds in his Siddur, Avo Hanoyagim Shloi Loim Bechol Baruch Hashem Loilam Amen VeAmen. Those who have the custom not to say Baruch Hashem Loilam Amen VeAmen during the week, Mevnei Chashash Hefsek, because they consider it possibly a Hefsek, Bam B'Shabbos Ein LaHefsek B'Psukim. So he says that they do travel together. Furthermore, it's interesting to note, the Yaivitz in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, says that even if we say Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Friday night is not a rishus. And therefore, he indicates that according to him, it would be just the opposite. It may well be that we could say Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen during the week, because during the week, we're more lenient with being Samech Gula Tfilah, because the entire davening of Friday night, or davening of Ma'ariv is rishus. But on Friday night, with a chiyuv to daven, is a chiyuv d'oraisa to daven Ma'ariv. So there we have to be more concerned about being Samech Gula L'tfilah.